My name is Ray Jefferson, and you're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU-FM. This program is a new collaboration between KWBU and Creative Waco, where we'll sit down with creative leaders and innovators and journey into the world of arts and culture in our city. I am the Director of Marketing and Communications at Creative Waco, which is a nonprofit that exists to grow and support the arts in Waco and McLennan County. Today, we'll be talking with Creative Waco Executive Director Fiona Bond about how you can become more engaged with the arts in Waco and find out about really cool things to do. And later, we'll hear from Lewis Hunter, who's the co-founder of Deep in the Heart Film Festival, which is gearing up for its second year in March. I want to kick things off with Fiona Bond, who is, as I said, my executive director. Fiona, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Ray.
How's it going?
Really good, thanks.
Good, good. So we have some really cool things we're wanting to talk about today. As, you know, a pioneer for the arts in Waco, what is the question that you hear more than anything else?
You know, there are three questions I get asked definitely on a daily basis and sometimes several times a day. Those questions are, how do I find out what's going on in Waco? The second one is, how do I buy stuff that is made by Waco artists and artisans and craftspeople? And the third one is from artists themselves asking me how they can get plugged in and how they can get in front of potential customers or people who might want to hire them, commission work from them, or buy their work.
Sure, sure. Definitely things that I hear regularly as well. And you are here with answers to all three of those questions.
Well, I hope so. I think we have some really great answers to these.
Great.
So, yes, absolutely.
Cool. Okay, let's start off with the first one then. How do people find out about things to do in Waco?
We actually have some really great information superhighways now in Waco for finding out about what's going on. And regular listeners to KWBU will know all about Ashley Thornton.
Sure.
And the fantastic Act Locally Waco site that she has. And I would say that is a wonderful way to get plugged into how to be a great citizen in Waco.
Yeah.
So all things Act Locally Waco are just a great way to find out what's going on as a citizen. But, you know, sometimes people also want to find out as a visitor or as a resident what's going on downtown, what's going on tonight. And there are all kinds of different things, you know, everything from regular live music gigs right the way through to our symphony and to art exhibitions and previews and private views, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in finding out about all the different ways you can plug into learning what's going on, I recommend you have a quick look at the Creative Waco calendars page. So that's www.creativewaco.org/calendars. And on that page, we have actually summarized what each of the calendars in Waco does and who it's for and what kind of information it gives. And then there is a direct link to each of them. So, for example, the Waco Heart of Texas calendar, which is run by the Convention and Visitor Bureau, is a really great way of just finding about everything that's going on in Waco and McLennan County in the Heart of Texas region. Downtown Waco, Texas, gives great information about what's going on downtown, not too surprisingly. And Wendy Gregg, who does that for the for City Center Waco, is she goes to all of those things. She knows she really describes the character of those kinds of events.
Yeah, Wendy is a downtown guru for sure.
She definitely is. And Waco Bound, similarly, young professionals, that gives a great glimpse into just how to live in a very cool, hip way in downtown Waco and the greater kind of downtown area.
Yeah.
Then, of course, KWTX, the Wacoan magazine, they all have calendars and they all have ways of finding out what's going on. But I would say if you're really set on being able to have a resource at your fingertips where you want to just be able to say, here's what's going on tonight, there is an app. There is literally an app for that.
Thank goodness.
So I always recommend that people check out the Waco app. Go to wherever you download your regular apps from, depending on the platform you use for your cell phone. You do have to have a smartphone. That's the only thing you need. Just type in Waco and you will see a lovely little motif come up, which is a red heart, which has a black squiggly W in it. And that is the Waco app.
Great.
It's relatively new. It was developed with our CVB in partnership with several different organizations, including us.
Yeah.
And Collins, Susan, who developed that, did a great job in just getting something that has all the cool stuff to do in Waco sure. at your fingertips. So you can literally press the button where it says calendar and you can see what's going on tonight. You can select any date and find out all the things that are going on that day.
And it's also great, I might add, yeah. if you're having a hard time finding a place to eat, just pull up the app because yes. it has all of our restaurants and it's really great to just, you know, scroll through and be
places
reminded of places.
To shop.
Yep.
It has information about the free trolley bus that mm-hmm. links all the areas of downtown. There's a ton of information on that. There are self-guided walks, which include our public art,
yeah.
which are very cool. Yeah, there is a load of information on that. So I strongly encourage people to download that.
Cool. Awesome. So you said your second most asked question is, where can I buy something that was made by a local artist or creative?
Well, and I would say that the resources I've just described will give some of that information. Mm-hmm. But also our Christmas present as Creative Waco, our Christmas gift to the people of Waco was a brand new creative directory.
Yep.
So we have attempted, and Ray knows because she was very involved in gathering the information for this. This was a tireless effort. But we have attempted to gather all of the information about arts-based businesses and individual artists, musicians, actors, theatre companies, all the kinds of creative businesses, both for-profit and non-profit, that there are in our area. And so that is also on the Creative Waco website. Mm-hmm. And you can easily find that on the scrollable guide that's at the left-hand side of the website, the Creative Waco website. And that literally takes you into each different art form individually, mm-hmm. and you can just trawl there and find great places to buy things that have been made by local artists or great ways to connect with musicians, actors, everyone.
Yeah, I love it. It also, I love it because it's super easy to navigate, but it also shows you just how much we have here in Waco and the wide array of, you know, skills and talents and mediums that people use here in Waco. You know, there's a lot going on with artists for sure.
And if you're a creative business listening to this
yes.
and suddenly thinking, wait, what? I didn't know about that. Yeah. And I really need to be on that. There's actually a form at the bottom of that page mm-hmm. to fill in and you can get on it. It doesn't cost anything to be on that. But we hope that's a great way for creatives to connect with each other, but also to connect with potential customers.
Cool. Awesome. So we also are wanting to find out a little bit more about how artists can get connected to potential customers. And that's probably one of the most important questions that we get asked because, you know, artists want to be able to produce their work and to survive off of that. So what are some things you have for that?
Absolutely. And the Creative Directory is a great resource for them because mm-hmm. they can literally see all the places that sell work by local artists. So that's a really good place to start. But I'd also say connect with our Arts Alliance Facebook page. Mm-hmm. That's become a very good way for people just to post information and opportunities for creatives, not just visual artists, but any kind of creative who is looking to engage with the wider community of creativity. So if you're someone that runs arts programming, or if you are an individual artist, you can connect on that page. We have regular Arts Alliance meetings for people who do artistic and cultural programming in Waco. And that actually is one of the ways that we got to meet Lewis, who you're talking to later on this program.
Yes.
The Arts Alliance is a very good way of sharing information and just keeping abreast of the things that are relevant to people who are running arts-based organizations in Waco. It's become a great way to create community
sure.
amongst those people.
Awesome. So exciting. I love that. Fiona, thank you so much for sharing all these really helpful tips for getting plugged into the creative community here. If you would like more information about places where you can find, you know, these calendars and all the different things we talked about today, you can visit creativewaco.org/blogs. And I will be sure to put that up so that you guys have easy access to everything.
And Ray, can I just give a quick plug for a resource that you put on there?
Sure.
Too? Because if anyone out there is trying to figure out, you know, I've got an event coming up and I really have no idea how I should publicize that event in Waco, there is a fantastic resource on our resources page,
yes,
as it happens, which is called How to Publicize an Event in Waco. And that is, it literally would save somebody probably 2 days worth of fact finding in terms of who to connect with, how to get onto every calendar, how to make sure that you're plugged into the journalists who will do things about, who will publish articles about creative and cultural events, how to reach your constituents, how to reach new ones, how to use social media.
Cool. Thank you, Fiona. you're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU FM, and I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. Next on the show is Lewis Hunter, co-founder of Deep in the Heart Film Festival. Lewis, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited about all of this stuff. You guys are getting ready to launch for the second year of Deep in the Heart Film Festival. And last year was really great. I heard incredible things from everybody I know who participated. And so I know it's really exciting to have something that's so film centric be, you know, here in Waco. I think that's something that we've been missing for a long time. But before we really get started talking about the festival, I want to find out a little bit more about you and your background. So are you originally from Waco?
I'm not actually originally from Waco. I'm originally from the Houston area.
Okay.
Just north of Houston in a little town called Spring.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we ended up in Waco after my wife got hired by Baylor University. She is in the management department in the business school.
Okay.
And so, yeah, when she got hired there, she said, hey, guess what? We're moving to Waco. And that's something I don't think we really expected in our lives,
sure.
But it's been a total blessing since we've been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been fantastic time living here.
Yeah, so you being a film guy, when you found out you were moving to Waco, were your thoughts?
I was crestfallen.
Okay.
Really, yeah, because I was like, yeah, why Waco?
Yeah.
What's going on in the arts in Waco? What's going on in film Waco, and I really didn't know that there would be any options here. But I was excited because Waco is a lot closer to Dallas than where I was living at the time.
Sure.
And most of my film connections were in Dallas.
Okay.
So that was exciting that I would be only about, you know, 90 minutes or down the road from my colleagues and my friends that I knew from film school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was opportunity there. And as I've found, there's more and more opportunity as you get deeper into Waco. You see there's more activity happening here than what you would think would be on the surface.
Sure.
And that kind of goes to what you guys were talking about earlier. To really find the arts in Waco, you got to do a little bit of digging,
mm-hmm.
just a little bit. But there really is a plethora of things happening in this
yeah.
town.
Cool. That's so good to hear. We love whenever, you know, newcomers come into town and they really are able to find what it is they're looking for.
Exactly, yeah.
So what role do you play in filmmaking?
So as a filmmaker, I mostly do writing and production,
okay.
Writing and producing. I have a partner that I've worked with for the last, 18 years now.
Cool.
Yeah, we're like an old married couple. We met in film school. We've been working together since then, on and off. So I'll do more of the writing and the producing. That's, you know, organizing things.
Sure.
And he'll do most of the directing, so the on-site handling of the actors and the production crew. And he edits, and we bring it all together at the end. So it's kind of we talk about an idea. We write it together. I do most of the heavy lifting and the writing.
Mm-hmm.
In production, we kind of meet in the middle, and he handles this, and I handle that. And then he handles the post, and we kind of talk about it then. So it's a really good partnership.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cooperation there, a lot of working with other people. And that's what filmmaking is about. It's not a solo art. It's really a collaborative art. You
sure.
have to have lots of people involved who all are very good at what they're doing for it to work out well. Because, you know, you can watch a movie and the sound can be off or the picture not look quite right or the acting be not spectacular. So filmmaking really is a collaborative art where all the artists who come together have to work well together and be very specialized in what they do for it to be a cohesive film.
Sure, sure. And I guess that kind of leads into the next thing I wanted to ask you about. What is it that you find so compelling about film?
Well, for me, it's about telling stories.
Okay.
I'm such a story-driven person. Particularly in my case, I particularly love drama, comedy. Not so into horror.
Okay.
And that's mostly because horror is rarely story-based. It's rarely character-based.
Sure.
It's more about jump scares, at least the bad horror that's coming out now.
Yeah.
That goes in the theaters. It's mostly about just trying to scare people suddenly with just camera movement and sound. It's not about actually finding motivations for characters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm all about in storytelling.
Yeah.
And that's where you can see where my writing roots are. Because, yeah, it's all about telling stories. So radio shows that tell stories, podcasts that tell stories, mm-hmm. really dive into the motivations of people. That's what interests me as a filmmaker.
Yeah. Do you have any idea where that sort of comes from for you?
Watching way too much television as a kid.
Cool.
Yeah. Watching lots of Sesame Street and Transformers and Voltron. Watched way too much TV as a kid. And when I was in high school, I dabbled in acting and realized I'm not a really good actor. Yeah, I really should not do this. But I was so compelled with storytelling and getting a reaction from the audience that I started practicing writing more and realized that that's really where my talents lie.
Awesome. Cool. Mm-hmm. So you guys are getting ready for the second year of Deep in the Heart Film Festival.
Yes, we are.
Are you excited or what?
I am excited, nervous, like all of the above. It's a lot of work and it's all happening quickly and it's like around the corner now. So
sure.
Yeah, it's an exciting time.
That's so great. So what were some of the most important things that you guys learned, you know, good or bad from last year's festival?
Oh, wow. Well, we learned a lot from the first thing we learned from this festival is that Waco really shows out for things.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were so surprised. I mean, you do something that's brand new, that's never been done, and you really have no idea what's going to happen when you release it to the world. And man, Waco just stepped up and came out and really represented. So we were really, I won't say surprised, but we were really pleased with how many people came out to the festival, wanted to see independent film, wanted mm-hmm. to support independent filmmakers. So that was really exciting. Other than that, I mean, we're just education on how to do this better from year to year.
Sure.
We had some great after parties that we thought were a lot of fun, but we can really step it up this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that. We're going to step up our after parties a little bit more this year.
Awesome.
And yeah, and it's always a constant learning of what Wacoans respond to. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to be a festival that reflects its community. We definitely want to be mindful of what our audience wants. And so last year we did audience voting. So we're able to see what films tracked really well, what films didn't. And we're going to continue to hone our taste to make sure that we reflect the community.
Have you guys already kind of gotten a feel for what sorts of things Waco does, you know, our viewers are more inclined to?
Yeah. I mean, in general, we all know that the Waco community is a little bit more conservative than other parts of the country. And so our program kind of leans towards that.
Okay.
But there are also great films that we have at the festival that kind of go counter to that, kind of challenge some ideas. And we do feel like it's important to do that, to present both sides of any equation.
Sure.
To say, you know, this is something very compelling, and we should definitely look at other stories, not just the ones that are really comfortable to tell, but other stories.
Definitely. So when you guys were initially developing, you know, the film festival last year, what were some things that y'all did in order to kind of get a feel for how you wanted things to run here in Waco?
Well, we try to listen to our community, and we had a really great programming team who all had different ideas of how to better reflect the city.
Uh-huh.
And so, we had numerous programming meetings, and we watched literally hours and hours, probably about 100 hours of film over the course of several months.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of debate on what stories would need to be told, what mm-hmm. stories that were great but just didn't meet the production standards that we really needed. So, it really is a process and it's a bait and it's a community thing so we can reflect our community.
Sure. Yeah. Awesome. And did you guys – I imagine since you guys are all, you know, film guys that y'all mm-hmm. have been to a ton of film festivals in the past and whatnot, were there any that you really used as a model for the one that you've set up here?
Oh, most certainly, yeah. We definitely want to take what we've seen at other festivals, and we see what works at other festivals. There's a great festival in Oklahoma.
Okay.
It's a tiny little city in Oklahoma, Woodward, Oklahoma, and the festival, the Twister Alley Film Festival. The town is literally, I think, 10,000 people, but they put on a fantastic festival.
Cool.
Because the city really comes out and supports the festival, and that festival director, he's been around the block. He knows what he's doing.
Sure.
He's been to a lot of festivals. And so we've kind of modeled some of the things that we've seen from him, like, oh, okay, we see these after parties work, and we see how he's developed certain allies in the film industry here. So we're going to try to emulate those things. Another great festival we went to was in Woods Hole. It's actually a really outstanding festival, Woods Hole Film Festival.
Cool.
And we enjoyed how their blocks of films were not in just, like, drama, comedy, documentary.
Sure.
They did a lot more slice of life.
Okay.
So they would find a theme that would work, like a theme about identity mm-hmm. or a theme about love lost, and put films together that all had the similar theme, But you could see a comedy, a drama, a thriller, all about that. And we really wanted, we love that idea. And so that's what we did for our festival as well.
Cool. That's awesome. So what are some new elements that festival goers can expect to see this year?
Okay. So this year, well, we have a, actually, it's not necessarily a new thing, but it's an expansion of what we did last year. So we have the virtual reality session.
Awesome.
So that is something we're working in conjunction with the Film and Digital Media Department at Baylor University.
Sure.
They produced a virtual reality music video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's really well done. It's an award-winning piece of work, so we're excited to have it. And what we're going to do is we're going to have filmmakers have the opportunity to view this film and then watch a short documentary they made on the making of this film and then really kind of break it down and talk about the best practices on what they did on set, how they plan things out. Really kind of get in the minds of the filmmakers for that thing and then kind of just spread the knowledge because this is such a groundbreaking new technology, a new way of telling stories that it's a great information swap.
Yeah.
And it's a great way of breaking things down and say, hey, I'd never thought of that idea. And it works both ways because hopefully our filmmakers will be very inquisitive and be able to ask great questions and really kind of challenge the filmmakers from Baylor and vice versa.
Sure. That's awesome. So would you say that the festival really, you know, gives filmmakers and film buffs a chance to have more of an educational component than they normally would, you know, just watching films?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Cool. And I mean, again, we're going to continue. We have professors from various universities within the state. And last year we were blessed to have one from out of state. I think we'll have another one from out of state come back and kind of talk about their film programs and what they're doing to challenge the new filmmakers that are coming up. These young folks that are learning film and how they will change the industry as we go forward.
Sure. Cool. So are you guys planning to have local filmmakers in the festival?
Yes, most certainly. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, the mission of our festival is to encourage filmmaking in Central Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely plan to have some 254 films, as we call them.
Sure.
Involved in the festival. And we're really adhering to a high quality standard as well. So the films that will be seen at the festival, not only will they be local films, but they'll be the best local films in the area.
Yeah.
We definitely want to encourage filmmaking, but high quality filmmaking in the area.
Yes, definitely. And is there a particular part of the festival that you're most excited about?
Oh, geez. I think I'm excited about all of it. We cool. have several short films. I'm a short film guy.
Sure.
Again, growing up, raised on TV, I have a shorter attention span, I think. And I mean, I think everyone's got the short attention span nowadays.
Yeah.
So I love the short film aspect of our festival. We do have feature films that are coming, and that's your traditional movie-going experience, watching a 90-minute feature and all that. But what I love about short films is that you have the opportunity to glance at just a moment, just a particular set of time.
Sure.
It could be as short as, I think the shortest film we have is 3 minutes long. The longest is going to be a full feature. But, to just grab a moment and see what's going on in that person's life and how it changes and then how that changes you in the future.
Yeah. Awesome. My last question for you is, you know, what is your dream for the future of Deep in the Heart Film Festival? What would you like to see, you know, in 5 years, 10 years?
Well, we are working to grow the festival and get it on the caliber of the Austin Film Festival, South by Southwest. We really want to get to that stage. I know that it may not realistically get there, but we're going to strive to get there every step of the way. So we want to be a festival that has celebrity attendees. We want to be an Oscar-qualified festival, meaning that the films that win here are eligible to win an Academy Award. We want to get to that stage. And we know it's totally something that's attainable. We have friends in the industry that do run festivals that are at that level. So, yeah, we're going to keep on striving to work to get to the level where when you want to see a great film, you don't have to go to Austin or Dallas, that you can hit the Hippodrome or stay around for the festival and watch some really great independent filmmaking.
Definitely. Well, Lewis, thank you so much for taking time to be with me here today.
Thank you.
I'm really excited for all the incredible work that you guys have done for, you know, filmmaking and expanding mediums that people would expect to see here in Waco. So good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
You can definitely expect to see me there.
Oh, most definitely. And if anyone has any questions about the festival, feel free to email us. You can find all that information on our website, deepintheheartff.com.
Awesome. Deep in the Heart Film Festival will run from March 22nd through 25th at the Hippodrome and a couple doors down at Cultivate 712. For tickets and a schedule of the film festival, you can visit that website, deepintheheartff.com. This conversation will be posted on kwbu.org. You can catch the next episode of Conversations with Creative Waco on Friday, March 23rd. I look forward to introducing you guys to some of the remarkable and sometimes hidden people who are changing Waco's cultural landscape here on this program. This has been Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU FM. I'm your host, Ray Jefferson. Thank you for listening in.